Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entrekin.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entrekin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on the Twitter at BDEntrek, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Here to recap Monday's action on the diamond and get you ready for Tuesday's full day slate. Let's get you caught up on the news and notes from Monday. Kyle Stowers of the Baltimore Orioles was recalled from AAA, sending Heston Kjerstad back to AAA. Stowers was hitting .240 at AAA with 11 home runs over 36 games. Hopefully, Stowers doesn't get the Kjerstad treatment, as Kjerstad only played in 7 games while he was called up with a .143 batting average. More Orioles news. Austin Hayes was activated from the IL on Monday, and it's the Orioles DFA'd Ryan McKenna. Hayes hit .357 with 2 home runs over 5 rehab games at AA. Paul Blackburn of the Oakland Athletics was placed on the IL with a stress reaction to his right foot. Blackburn will be wearing a walking boot for at least 2 weeks. The A's recalled Easton Lucas from AAA. More A's news. Zach Geloff was back in the A's locker room as the A's started their series in Houston. This signals that Geloff should return to the A's any day. Aaron Brooks of the Oakland Athletics will join the A's rotation as Ken Waldichuk will have elbow surgery. Waldichuk will thus be put on the 60-day IL, opening up a 40-man roster spot for Aaron Brooks. Brooks had a 4.57 ERA over 8 starts at AAA with 32 strikeouts and 43 and a third innings pitched. Joey Estes will now pitch on Thursday as Brooks throws on Wednesday. Kyle Schwarber and JT Realmuto missed Monday's game after we talked about on yesterday's show. They were out with little injuries, Schwarber with a back injury, JT Realmuto with a knee injury, both expected to be minor. They got an extra day off on Monday. They may get a day off on Tuesday as well as the Phillies play a 1 p.m. Eastern day game, so we might not see them back till Wednesday, but we shall see when lineups are released on Tuesday. George Springer and Justin Turner of the Toronto Blue Jays both missed Monday's game as they're still dealing with illnesses. Davis Schneider continued to lead off in Springer's absence, and Justin Turner missed his second game, hopefully both back any day now. Adrian Hauser of the New York Mets will re-enter the Mets rotation and start on Wednesday against the Phillies. With Hauser back in the rotation, Tyler McGill may need another rehab start, or he'll come back and pitch out of the bullpen for the New York Mets. With Hauser also pitching on Wednesday, Christian Scott may avoid the Philadelphia Phillies this week and instead get the Miami Marlins. Win-win for fantasy managers everywhere. Albert Alzolay of the Chicago Cubs was placed on the IL Monday with a right forearm strain. He felt some pain after his outing on Sunday night versus the Pirates. Alzolay will have more testing done on Tuesday, but the quick move to the IL does not look great. Jose Quas was recalled from AAA. TJ Friedl of the Cincinnati Reds, after returning 6 games ago from a fractured wrist, Friedl's back on the IL with a fractured thumb, which occurred on Sunday when he was hit by a pitch in the hand. Friedl is awaiting more imaging before the Reds make a proper timetable for his return. Rhys Hoskins left Monday's game for the Milwaukee Brewers after pulling up lame running to first base. After the game, the Brewers said it was a hamstring injury, and Hoskins will undergo an MRI on Tuesday. Jung-Hoo Lee, we knew he was going to be out for some time, was placed on the IL on Monday, and Jackson Reed's catching was recalled. Lee had an MRI on Monday, and he'll meet with Dr. Ken Akizuki on Tuesday to determine the timetable for his return. Mason Black of the Giants returned to AAA on Monday with Nick Avila recalled from AAA. Black made 2 starts last week, and with his demotion to AAA, it appears Blake Snell will be returning later this week. That has not been officially announced, though. The Chicago Cubs and the Seattle Mariners made a trade. The Cubs got Tyson Miller, relief pitcher from the Seattle Mariners, for Jake Slaughter, an infielder. Miller had a .309 ERA and 9 appearances with the Mariners, and 12 strikeouts and 11 and two-thirds innings pitched. Mentioned yesterday, Grayson Rodriguez had a successful bullpen session over the weekend. He'd throw one more bullpen, then decisions would be made. What appears after this week's bullpen, the Orioles are shooting for Rodriguez to return to the rotation on Sunday, barring any more setbacks. Tim Anderson of the Miami Marlins was placed on the IL as he continues to deal with his lower back tightness. And to fill his roster spot, AJ Puck was activated from the IL, and who will likely go to the bullpen for the Miami Marlins. Matt Manning of the Detroit Tigers was promoted from AAA on Monday in place of Kenta Maeda on the rotation, but Ryan Velotti was returned to AAA. Manning made the start on Monday and allowed 3 runs over 5 2/3 innings with 5 strikeouts. Manning will have a second start later this week. Shelby Miller of the Detroit Tigers was placed on the IL with ulnar nerve inflammation. That does not sound good. Bo Brisky was recalled from AAA. Gio Urshela of the Tigers is expected to be activated from the IL on Tuesday, with Akil Baddoo heading back to AAA. We'll wait the official word on Tuesday. Alec Thomas of the Arizona Diamondbacks has inflammation in his injured hamstring, and he received a PRP injection. There's no timetable for his return, but it seems he'll be out for a while longer. Christian Javier of the Houston Astros will return to the Astros rotation and start on Thursday against the Oakland Athletics, pushing Hunter Brown back to Friday against the Brewers, and the Astros will use a 6-man rotation for the time being. Austin Riley left Sunday's game with side tightness. On Monday, the Braves said it was just side inflammation and Riley is day-to-day. I'll still believe it all when I see it. Last but not least, Pete Fairbanks was not brought into Monday's save opportunity for the Rays as he's dealing with a cut on his finger. The Rays hope to have Fairbanks back in a day or two. All right, before we look at the day's highlights and more, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Some hitting highlights from Monday. Alex Bregman waking up, folks. 2 for 2 with 2 home runs, 2 runs scored, 2 RBIs and a walk. Bregman's now on a 5-game hitting streak, receiving .368 with those 2 home runs, 4 runs scored, and 4 RBIs. Jake Bauer of the Milwaukee Brewers went 2 for 4 with a grand slam on Monday. Over Bauer's last 11 games, he's hitting .355 with 3 home runs, 5 runs scored, 12 RBIs, and 3 stolen bases. Yes, I said Jake Bauer's. Spencer Torkelson, it's a live GIF. Torkelson went 1 for 4 with a home run, a run scored, and 2 RBIs on Monday. Torkelson's now riding an 8-game hitting streak for the Detroit Tigers, where Torque's hitting .310 with 2 home runs, his first 2 homers of the year, 4 doubles, 4 runs scored, and 5 RBIs. Just sometimes it's got to wait on some of these studs to get going. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on PitcherList.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Monday. Michael Lorenzen of the Texas Rangers, 7 shutout innings with 1 hit, 4 walks, and 4 strikeouts. Lorenzen had 11 whiffs and a 26% CSW on 96 pitches. Lorenzen's now made 6 starts for the Texas Rangers with a 3.75 ERA with 27 strikeouts and 36 innings pitched. Jose Soriano continues to put together like an occasional good start, an occasional bad start, kind of rotating back and forth. There was a good one on Monday as Soriano went 5 1/3 innings with no earned runs, 2 hits, 3 walks, and 6 strikeouts against the St. Louis Cardinals. Soriano had 10 whiffs and a 29% CSW on 89 pitches. He's now made 7 starts for the Halos with a 3.72 ERA, 3.87 xFIP with 38 Ks and 38 2/3 innings pitched. Sean Manaea of the New York Mets went into Philadelphia and put together a big one here. 6 innings, 1 earned, 4 hits, 1 walk, and 6 strikeouts. That's a red-hot Phillies team, too, so that's pretty impressive. Manaea only had 6 whiffs with a 24% CSW on 100 pitches. He's now made 8 starts this year with a 3.05 ERA. But Manaea has a 4.75 xFIP with 37 Ks and 41 1/3 innings pitched. Make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Monday. JP Feiereisen picked up his first save of the year for the Los Angeles Dodgers. That was in the 10th inning. Daniel Hudson pitched the 8th in a tie game for the Dodgers. Trinan pitched the 9th. Feiereisen pitched the 10th. Jordan Romano picked up the win in extra innings for the Toronto Blue Jays. Jason Foley picked up his 10th save of the year for the Detroit Tigers. Jason Adam picked up his 3rd save for the Rays. As I mentioned, Fairbanks was unavailable. Jose Alvarado picked up his 8th save of the year for the Philadelphia Phillies. AJ Minter picked up his 1st save of the year for the Braves as Raisel Iglesias was getting an extra day off because he threw so much on Saturday. David Bednar picked up his 8th save of the year for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Alexis Diaz blew the save for the Cincinnati Reds in Arizona. Jalen Beeks picked up his 4th save of the year for the Rockies as he's apparently the new closer in Colorado, which is wild. Then Andres Munoz picked up his 6th save of the year for the Seattle Mariners. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on PitcherList.com for more information about the day's top hitters. All right, let's take a peek at Tuesday's action on the diamond. For DFS, we have a 12-game main slate starting at 7:10 p.m. Eastern time. Some of the pitchers I'm looking at, it's expensive, but Dylan Cease versus Colorado, always like targeting Colorado. You got Sonny Gray versus the Angels, Logan Gilbert versus the Royals, Michael Wacha versus Seattle for a cheap option, and another cheap option would be Chris Paddock versus the New York Yankees. Some bats I'm liking here, Pittsburgh versus Joe Ross. Hopefully you took advantage of Pittsburgh versus Colin Ray. Now we do this again. San Diego versus Cal Quantrill, Milwaukee versus Quinn Priester, Cleveland versus Jack Leiter, and Texas versus Ben Lively. Some things I'm looking forward to on the diamond on Tuesday, Jays Orioles, Chris Bassett versus Kyle Bradish. Kyle Bradish looked really good in his first two starts coming off the IL. Looking forward to this matchup versus Toronto. Aaron Civale versus Nick Pivetta. Civale has not been great, to put it nicely, but surviving. Nick Pivetta got blown up in his first start off the IL. Fun matchup between the Rays and the Red Sox on Tuesday. Jameson Taillon, after missing his last start with a back injury, gets back on the bump on Tuesday in Atlanta. What a great time. Taillon versus Chris Sale. Sale has been outstanding for the Braves. Braves bats have been quiet, though, so should be a fun one as Shoto Imanaga got the job done on Monday night. But the Braves still won. Carlos Rodon versus Chris Paddock, Yankees Twins. This is a fun one. Rodon's been up and down better than usual. Chris Paddock's been improving ever since one really bad start this season. So that's a fun one. And then a little West Coast action, Michael Wacha versus Logan Gilbert. Going to have some fun there as well. That'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Make sure y'all go to pitcherlist.com. Go check out PL Plus and PL Pro. You won't regret it. Tons of great stuff over there, starting with the amazing Discord, talking all things baseball and fantasy baseball. Get some exclusive content, new stuff coming along like PLV Plus. You know, Kyle Bland already created an app for Bat X is what we're calling it. That's a lot of fun stuff. You got Nick Pollock's weekly pitching fab podcast exclusive to PL Plus members. You also get projections and much, much more. So go check it out. PL Plus, PL Pro. Sign up. You won't regret it. That'll do it, folks. Another episode in the books. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap Tuesday's action on the diamond and preview Wednesday for you. But for now, this is your First Pitch Podcast Tuesday, May 14th edition. I hope you'll have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.